Brussels bishop has been making some comments regarding the morality of the business dealings of one Edward Colston. So what did the bishop say? And more particularly, perhaps, what did the bishop mean? We'll talk to Bishop Mike after 7 o'clock on Breakfast.
Steve and Laura at Breakfast.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Now, it's just coming up to 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Bishop of Bristol is at the centre of a social media storm after remarks he's alleged to have made in a sermon at Bristol Cathedral. Right Reverend Mike Hill was addressing a congregation at the private event, the Merchant Ventures Charter Day, attended by pupils from some of the city's schools, including Colston's Girls' School.
Members of the Society of Merchant Ventures play a prominent role in Bristol's commercial life and the institutions within the city. It also sponsors several schools and provides care for elderly people. Bristol resident Tony Gosling, who was inside the cathedral at the time, claims Bishop Mike questioned the validity of Edward Colston's links to slavery.
This bit, which is what I heard the bishop say, and I think of Edward Colston. I think he was a man who lived a life of significance, and I found there may be still some speculation, however, on some of the circumstances around his business roots. Right here, it is speculation.
Well, Bishop of Bristol, right, Reverend Mike Hill, joins us on the programme. Bishop Mike, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Are those the words that you said at the time?
I certainly did use the word speculation, although I think it has been interpreted by Tony in a way that I didn't entirely intend it. I mean, I think whether I like it or not, Colston is very much locally a figure of great controversy. Of course, I'm not a historical revisionist. I know that he had links with the Royal Africa Company, whose reputation was built around a monopoly on gold trading, ivory trading, and, of course, the trading of slaves. The speculation, I think, that I was trying to refer to was entirely that there are some people who see Colston as completely kind of tainted by his past, and there are others who see his efforts as philanthropic. Bear in mind that I was in front of a congregation, as you say, that had three schools in it, and two of them indirectly benefited from the benefaction that Colston left behind him.
Why is that speculation, Bishop Mike? There is no question, is there, that he was an official of let me just finish the question.
Yeah.
There's no question that he was an official of the Royal Africa Company, which had the monopoly on slave trading at that time. It could be questionable if he used ill-gotten gains to be philanthropic for the city. But there's no question of what he was involved with, is there?
I don't think so personally, but there are people, as you know, who do think that.
Are there?
Yeah, I think there are.
Who thinks that? Who thinks that he was not involved in slavery?
I have had it said to me by individual. What has been said to me, not that he wasn't involved, but that his personal involvement was not what it's been cracked up to be by some of the people who slavery.
Just looking at I don't know the BBC history which says that you know that the monopoly of his money came from slave trading. Even the history of Parliament website, which tells us indeed the same thing, that that in 1680 became heavily involved in the slave trade, from which he made the bulk of his fortune. That's pretty unequivocal, isn't it?
Yes, I wasn't really speculating about the history of it. I was speculating, as I say, about the fact that, you know, around him is this controversy. Was he a philanthropist? How does the world look at him? I was trying to say to 500 children, actually what I was trying to say to them is, look, there's a bigger world, and there, you know, some people see a bigger picture, which stops the kind of individualist introspection that seems to be a problem in our world. I stood on College Green just 2 weeks ago and gave a speech, against slavery. I think Colston, and I think a lot of benefaction, and this certainly doesn't justify complicity with slavery or anything, but I think then and now we find out regularly that a lot of benefaction is off the back of ill-gotten gains.
Do you think, though, do you agree, Bishop Mike, that it sounds as if you're being a bit euphemistic about his past?
That
you say yourself that you didn't mention the word slavery. If you're talking to a group of kids about Edward Colston, how do you get away with talking to them without mentioning slavery?
I think the bottom line is that I can't think that there are many children in that place that don't know of his association with slavery. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, what I have to admit is that I have not wished to offend anybody. Yeah. I've not wished to revise history or anything like that. I'm sad that my message has been interpreted by some like that. You know, I spoke to my own wife and said, you know, did I say anything that sounded lit? And she said, well, I didn't get that. You know, because that could be my wife not listening to me. But
just to clear it up fully, you do agree that Edward Colston made the bulk of his money in this city, albeit he used that money philanthropically, but you do agree that he made his money from the slave trade?
He made his money, I believe, from the Royal Africa Society, which, as you point out, and as history would tell us, was involved heavily in the trading of slaves.
So he made his money from the slave trade?
Yeah.
So for you personally, then, when it comes to the morality of this, how do you think that we should view Colston?
I think it's very... you know, I want to be careful what I say here, because I don't admit it being misinterpreted again. I think Colston, despite his ill-gotten gains, did some things that were significant, and children in our city and the elderly in our city have benefited from his benefaction. I think that's clear. I think at the same time, it does not in any way justify his, attachment to the Royal Africa Company. But, I mean, one of the things that strikes me today, I tried to put out in a statement, is this, that the problem with whatever the strengths of capitalism, and I'm certainly not anti-capitalist myself, but capitalism does, I think, have moral ambiguities. We've seen it in this century with the banking system, etc., etc. And I think we just need to be, and this is not particularly a comment aimed at Colston, I think that a lot of benefaction is probably off the back of people who've evaded tax or made their money by manufacturing. I speak out against these things.
Well, he, of course, was involved in... He was a big capitalist, wasn't he? Made his money, as we discussed, but also then he went into to money lending, didn't he? And was,
he
in fact,
did.
Lending the Bristol Corporation quite a bit, a considerable amount
he
of money.
He did, to be honest with you, I don't know too much about that. I mean, I know that's a fact, but... anyway, if I can just clear up, I was not trying to revise history around Edward Colston.
You weren't trying to skip around the slavery side of things, and you feel that has been that misinterpreted. But I think, Bishop Mike, thank you for coming on this morning. I know that you weren't intending to do a lot of media, but I think it's been very well worthwhile clearing up exactly what you said.
I appreciate you gave me the opportunity to clear that up. Thank you both.
Okay, 7:15 now. We've got some messages on this coming through. If you want to react to what you've just heard, do feel free to get in touch. The easiest thing is to pick up the phone and give us a ring, and that's 0345 905 949. Or you can text us as well to 81333. Just start your message with the word Bristol.
It's always a massive subject, isn't it? The man Colston was such a big figure. Using that word in whatever context you want to interpret it in, but he was a big, big figure in this city. In fact, we talked only recently, didn't we, about the change of name for Colston Hall.
Yeah.
We've had Paul Stevenson coming in on that argument. We had in this studio Simon Cook, who's one of the assistant mayors, saying they're going to put up talked about putting up a plaque to explain the history of Colston, you know, alongside that statue, which some people find a bit iniquitous. So it does split opinion. Let's hear your views on what the Bishop has said this morning. Morning. Love to hear from you. 0345 905 949.
7:16.
Steve and Laura at breakfast.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Plenty of your thoughts coming in on Edward Colston as well, and the Bishop and his comments. And he says he wanted to clear it up because it had been kind of misinterpreted. He wanted to put the record clear, and I think he did that with us this morning just after 7:00. Whether you agree or disagree with Bishop Mike, Edward Colston displayed the ethics of most 17th century people of prominence and also ordinary people, from royalty to peasants. Slave traders traded in slaves who were enslaved by black Africans. Treatment of people and animals was generally different then, not good, but different, says a texter. Thanks for that. Keep those messages and thoughts coming into the show.
I know, and that is an argument that you hear, that, you know, perhaps people are applying standards from today and going back, you know, several hundred years and trying to apply them then, and times were different. But there were people who spoke out at the time against slavery. You know, the Quaker movement was a key part of this, you know, certainly early off, in saying, actually, no, all people are equal in front of God and they should be treated and respected equally. But yeah, interesting points. Do keep them coming in, please.
Yeah, as were all the anti-slavery abolitionist movements, and Wilberforce and Wesley, all going on at that time. I think the issue, though, with this was whether or not the bishop was actually saying that what he was involved with was speculation. I think he's come out clearly and said that that wasn't. He agrees with the background and the history of Edward Colston. It's whether that had been misinterpreted or not. Anyway, your thoughts, you know how to get in touch with us, please, and you can tweet us at BBC RB.